Kaz and AJ, Premier Auto Group News.
99.1 PLR, 95.9 The Fox. In 2002, the New Haven Coliseum closed and it left a huge void in Southern Connecticut for entertainment concerts. And then it was announced that Jimmy Coplick teamed up with Howard to build a beautiful, world-class, one-of-a-kind concert amphitheater in Bridgeport. We're like, yeah, this is going to be great.
Yeah.
2020, can't wait.
Yeah.
And then 2020 came, we're like, wow, 2020, you suck.
Right.
Boo.
Doing pandemic.
Slowed everything down, and, well, now we're coming out of this thing. We're better and stronger and faster.
It's a renaissance.
And the Hartford Healthcare Amphitheater in Bridgeport is opening full steam, full capacity. And Jimmy Coplick, Live Nation Concert God now, is on the show to announce the very first grand opening concert at this beautiful world-class venue. Jimmy?
Well, I'm real happy to say that, you know, I do have a special love for the New Haven Coliseum, and I've always said, certainly as far as indoor venues are concerned, it probably is the most historic building we've ever had to host concerts, and probably remains in our memory as such. Certainly the people that love music from the 70s and the 80s into the 90s, that's for sure. It was our busiest indoor venue. And when we moved Guitar Man down to from the New Haven Coliseum parking lot down to the Hartford Healthcare Amphitheater in Bridgeport, I thought we brought part of the history of the New Haven Coliseum down to Bridgeport. And I have been trying to get these two artists to play together, and I'm probably speaking out of line, which I normally do on this show, and saying that I think if this works out well, they could do a tour next year together, a full tour next year together. This is, I believe, the only date they're playing together this year.
Wow.
But they are two artists that headline the New Haven Coliseum a total of six times, and then headline the Hartford Civic Center a total of six times. So these two artists have headlined our arenas 12 times so far. I'm real happy to say that on July 28th at the Hartford Healthcare Amphitheater, we will be having a co-headline show of REO Speedwagon and Styx at the Hartford Healthcare Amphitheater as our opening show.
Awesome.
That's nice.
Nuts.
Excellent.
Perfect. Nuts.
Perfect. Yeah.
This pleases me.
It's a night of hits.
Yes, it is.
It's one after another.
You know these songs.
Both of these bands, like you said, Jimmy, are headliners.
I was on a call with both managers yesterday, and it was a lot of fun trying to figure out with them who's going to close the show. And it was
right.
Fun to watch two managers go at it. I want to close the show. I want to close the show. I want to close the show. Because they are equal headliners. And
yes.
They are. It was an interesting conversation.
How did that end up?
It ended up, and I probably shouldn't announce it yet, but we're going to have REO Speedwagon close the show.
Nice.
Yes, so it will be, I think we're going to probably put an acoustic opener on the show, and then we'll have, I don't want Styx to open the show. I don't want to use the word insulting, because I don't like the word insulting in this type of thing, because they are playing the opening show at the amphitheater. But I think to have Styx open the show in this case would be a little undeserving. So we'll probably put an acoustic opener on, and then Styx will come on, and then REO will close the show.
Nice.
You got me stealing your love away, 'cause you never give it.
These guys.
And by the way,
so
I do want to mention, yeah, a lot of hits. It's fun putting the spot together, that's for sure. You got to leave so many songs out. But except for a few hundred tickets will be between $99.50 and $39.50.
So nice.
They are very reasonable ticket prices.
Very affordable.
Wow. And they go on sale this Friday.
Oh, right. I forgot to say that. I'm the promoter. I should have remembered that.
We got a bunch of things to say,
the official announcement is today at 10 a.m., Jimmy's bending the rules here.
Exactly. Thank you.
What else is new?
Because
right.
He can. And then tickets go on sale Friday. Wow, that's a great ticket price. And to be among the first people to see a show in that building that's going to have so many great memories and concerts in years to come.
You're going
to
christen it.
To be a part of that history is special in itself.
I was
it's almost like you don't need the bands.
Exactly.
Well, you guys are part of the history. You guys got Guitar Man together. You guys now have the first announcement of the opening show. And to have Chaz and AJ as part of the history is also very special to us. And we made a point of clearing it with both artists that we're going to announce it on your show today at 8 a.m. And although everywhere else will be announced at 10 a.m.
Oh, man.
Thank you.
Thank you for that.
Thank you so much.
This is nuts.
Oh, man. I mean, grew up with those bands.
Well, 70 bars. I remember that stuck in my head when we were on the tour with Howard.
Yep, 70.
Jimmy, did you see my face when he said that? 70 bars?
Yeah, you had a big smile on your face.
70 bars.
You were
bars.
Thinking, how many can I hit in the first hour I was there?
Well, I suggested, you know, some night when there's no band, we should just do a pub crawl of all the bars and see how many we can get to.
I like it. I'll call Uber.
Of course, we'll have a Uber outside.
Yes,
exactly,
we will.
Right.
Yes, right.
Well, we will have an Uber stop for everybody, so everybody can feel comfortable there. That's for sure.
Excellent.
Boy, that's a lot of fun. And I'm guessing these two bands work very well together.
Yes, they played together in the past. They last time they were in Connecticut was 8 years ago together. So it's been a while. And look, I happen to really like the music of both bands, but I think there's no better match of music than REO, Speedwagon, and Styx. I mean, if you like one, you most probably really like the other one, too.
Yes.
And I like putting shows together that you not only love the headliner, you love all the artists on the show. These are co-headliners. It was, as I said, it was a lot of fun listening to them yesterday. Well, I've got 6 top 10 hits. Well, I've got 7 top 10 hits. Well, I played Connecticut more than you played Connecticut. Well, I've done the Hartford Civic Center this many times. I've done the New Haven Coliseum, blah, blah, blah. It was really funny. And it came out that Styx, the first time they played Connecticut, was actually opening up for Aerosmith.
Wow.
Which was back in the 70s, which I didn't even remember that part.
Wow.
Well, the 70s were cool.
The Styx has an interesting story. I mean, they're from the Chicago area. And it was all about radio breaking the bands back then. And they couldn't get a record deal. And they sent this song to a Chicago radio station. And they started playing it at night all the time. And it caught on. And then all the stations in Chicago were playing it. And then the next thing you know, record label said, what the hell is going on over here?
Who are these people?
Who are these people?
Who are these people?
And they signed Styx.
Lady, when you're with me, I'm smiling. Give me...
This is one of those, you know, I can't wait. I can't wait. You know, everyone's going to be singing this, maybe not in key, but
right,
we're all going to be singing this. It's going to be, you know, 7,000 people just, man.
In unison.
Aren't we ready for this?
Yes, we are. Yes, we are.
And I like that it's, you know, it's a few weeks away. It's not like, oh, 8 months from now.
Right, 2 years from now.
Yeah, no, I love it.
It's happening.
I'm very excited about it.
Exactly.
I had to tell Howard that, you know, I always loved when Donald Fagen sang a couple of songs in a Steely Dan set because everybody left the venue and bought their beer, and we make money off beer. And that was always a good thing. And I said to Howard, I don't know how many people are going to be buying beer because it's going to be hit after hit. Nobody's going to get up out of their seat and want to go anywhere because if you add up all the hits that REO and Styx has, that's a full night. You can't. There's no crap in between. They're all great songs.
So Dennis DeYoung and Styx were about to go out on tour.
Yeah.
And they had a little birthday party for Dennis DeYoung's wife. And as a birthday present, Dennis wrote a song for his wife. And he played it at the party. And the band heard it and said to him, we have to do that song. Oh, this is a long keyboard intro.
And now here's one for the slow dance.
Right.
All the couples on the floor.
Right. I picture one of those disco balls.
Yes.
The lights.
Yep.
Right.
Lights are dimmed. Yep, this is long.
Well,
I'll tell you, they write beautiful melodies. You got to admit that. Both bands write great melodies.
And chilling keyboards.
But what a great song for a guy who's going off on tour to his wife.
Babe, I'm leaving. I must be on my way. The time is drawing near.
You could could not turn on our radio, whatever year this was, without hearing this song.
Seriously.
Every 5 minutes.
Yep.
I bet he got lucky that night.
If he didn't, one more is a 10.
You got to write a hit number one single to get lucky.
Right. Well, the second flip side is I bought you a Porsche. Without
you. And I'll need your love. Oh, I love these guys. I love them.
That's awesome.
I love REO.
Album came out 1979. That was the lead single.
Jesus. Huh? What else is on that album?
Let's see. That's Cornerstone. So it's Lights, Why Me, Babe, mm-hmm. Never Say Never, Boat on the River, and then side two is Borrowed Time, First Time, Eddie, Love in the Midnight.
Hmm.
Okay, so that song.
It was that song.
Right. That's when did it.
Yeah.
Do you need anything else besides that song?
Are they playing Mr. Roboto?
Oh, I hope so. I hope so.
That one's always fun, no matter where you are.
Gotta have it.
They just did two shows this past weekend, according to Setlist FM, and they sort of alternate what they do for their encore. But yes, Mr. Roboto, they're still.
Who's going to do the robot voice?
Still doing that line.
Yeah.
You should go on tour with them.
Mr. Roboto, thank you very much, Mr. Roboto.
So this is a whole concept album. This is really the only song people, you know, still hear from this album. But this album was a concept album.
I remember in the video when he hit that high note, that part, the person in the robot suit, like, moved their head like, ow. Can he scream right in the robot's ear? Needed someone and someone to hide to keep me alive.
Emotions. I'm not what you see. That's funny. Oh, man.
I'll
tell you something. I don't know how many people realize this concerning REO Speedwagon, but I found this out yesterday from the manager, and I never knew this. They recorded their first album in Bridgeport, Connecticut.
Really?
What?
That's so cool.
I did not know that.
They did, and they stayed at a home in Westport, at 157, I think it was called Riverside Avenue, and they named the song after where they were staying and put it on their first album. And I understand they still play it, and it's from 157 Riverside Avenue, Westport, Connecticut.
Oh, can we hear this song?
It should be the Airbnb, yes.
I don't think they had Airbnb back then.
Right.
Yeah, really. Nobody ever thought about that.
Yeah.
Write a song instead.
Looking it up now.
Right.
Yeah, they have to play it in Connecticut.
You gotta find.
Yeah, I'll be talking to them about that. That's for sure. I mean,
yes.
So they recorded in Paul Lecker's studio. Paul Lecker was a great producer. He did a lot of Harry Chapin music and had his studio in Bridgeport.
Oh, wow.
I found out last night that in 1971, I believe it was, they was 72 or something like that, they actually recorded their first album in Bridgeport.
Wow, this is fun. Sounds bluesy right now.
So far, yeah. All right, people, climb aboard. Let's take a ride down Riverside Avenue, 157. All right? Here we go. Oh, I like it.
Holy crap.
Yeah. Got a boogie woogie thing going on.
Little fog hat.
Yep.
That's what I was
Very
just
fog
thinking.
Hat. Yes.
Yes.
What songs by Foghat? Perry Wine.
This is a fun song.
What was it? Chateau Lafitte, Boogie or something like that. Sounds like the song.
Oh, really?
By Foghat. It's like, da-na-na, da-na-na, yep. I know it came out first. But it's that genre.
This
like
is
it.
A very used...
Oh, yeah.
Riff here.
I love it. This is definitely an encore type tune.
You think this is encore? I think encore is, you know, you play your hits.
Well, if you had, like, more than, like, one song, you're doing, like, a medley of a bunch of songs, I would do this.
It seems like a middle of a concert Hey, you know, we recorded our first album here.
Right.
Yeah. Hello, Bridgeport. Wow.
I'm going to see if they'll open the song, the show with that. That would be really cool.
Open it with it. Yeah, you're in Bridgeport.
I mean, it mentions we flew into town on Sunday, had to find a place by Monday, tried Bridgeport and Westport, till we found a place that we thought we'd do, 157 Riverside Avenue.
Wow.
Saugatuck River's flowing, blah, blah, blah. Goes on and on. It's all about Connecticut.
My band sounds great. REO sounds great. Sticks sound great. And that's a night of hits.
Yeah, it'll be a lot of fun. I hope you guys are there.
Right.
I have it written down in my calendar already.
I assumed it's going to be there.
I'm just hoping I can get tickets.
I assumed I was going to be there.
Jimmy, if you know anyone who can get me tickets.
Yeah, really. Yeah.
Well, I just knock on the back door and I'll let you in.
Nice.
We're very excited. If you're just tuning in, Jimmy Kopic, Live Nation, just announced. It'll be officially announced at 10 a.m., but we announced it early here on the show that the grand opening show at the Hartford Healthcare Amphitheater will be REO Speedwagon and Sticks, July 28th. Tickets go on sale Friday. Very exciting. And this will be their only show together,
right,
unless they love it so much that they decide to keep doing it.
Things happen.
And tickets
are... They're going to test it out again, see if it works. And if it works, I wouldn't be surprised if there's a tour next year.
Awesome.
And when's the last time you've been through the amphitheater, and how's it doing?
I was at the amphitheater last Friday, and the full roof is up except for the crown that we need to put on.
Oh, cool.
Which Howard's calling the big top because he's giving his this circus theme, the Barnum theme. And since Howard's the builder, he can give it whatever theme he wants.
Yes.
And he sent me pictures. I posted up on my Facebook page last night.
Yep.
And already got 300 likes and less than 12 hours, so...
I gave it a love just now.
Thank you very much.
As hard as mine, thank you.
Thank you. I'm sure Chaz gave it just a eh. So I'm going to start playing the AJ and Chaz show if you don't start loving it too, Chaz.
That's yeah, I know. I got to step up my social media game.
Well, I was representing both of us here.
Yeah.
So, yeah.
That's true. So it looks great. If you go on my personal Facebook page, you'll see the roof. And just the crown of the roof is all that's left to put on. And you guys have seen the backstage. That's just about done. I didn't want to bring up that we have a star suite because we didn't think about what happens if we have co-headliners, which band gets the star suite.
Oh, but,
right. Oh boy.
Oh, no.
Yeah, I think I might give it to you guys.
Cool.
It's taken.
That'll solve the problem.
Exactly right. We'll take good care of it. You won't have to like fix it or nothing. No Keith Moon's here.
That roof looks amazing.
Yeah, it's very cool.
Wow.
Oh, yeah.
It's very exciting.
Heard it from a friend who heard it from a friend.
It's all night.
Yeah.
Yes, one after another. It's like,
yeah.
I forgot they did this one.
Oh, my God, yeah. I love this song. Yeah, hear that in the audience. And for the band, too.
Well, Jimmy, congratulations on booking a really a killer show to open this thing up.
No, we're real happy. In all honesty, we're not planning to have a grand opening show. We're coming out of COVID. You know, we're just happy to get back to shows. But when I spoke to the Sticks manager first, and he mentioned he manages Marshall Tucker, whose second home is Connecticut, and he said, what can we do? I want to get one of my bands to open up your amphitheater. He always likes when I put pictures up on Facebook. I said, get a band like your band. We could put them together, and I'll put you guys in as the opener. He called up Tom Consolo, who's the manager of REO, who I went to college with, and they get me on the phone, and they start saying, we'll put the band together for this one night. We'll put them together and see what happens. And that's how it actually started. So I said, okay, I'll make you the grand opening show.
Beautiful.
I wasn't planning to have a grand opening.
Well, we wouldn't have had a show like this if it's not for us having a Jimmy Kopic.
Exactly. So thank you.
We're very excited about that.
Well, lucky we had two managers that are my friends, good friends.
Yeah.
So that worked it out real nice.
The perfect storm.
Excellent. All right. Well, this will sell out in 5 seconds, so get ready, people.
Yep.
Yeah, this is going to be, it's the first one. It's hits all night. It's all the tickets are under $100, like 99 to 30-something. Yep. Friday at 10 a.m., tickets are on sale.
Yep.
So good luck. Get ready.
Yay.
Is there pre-sale?
We're going to probably have a pre-sale. We have a manager's meeting at 11 today, and we're going to talk about it up at Oakdale. And I think we're going to try to put some pre-sales together. Pre-sales have become part of the 21st century way of putting shows on sale. So we'll probably put a pre-sale together somehow.
Who would be able to get in on that?
Anybody bought a Live Nation ticket in the past gets a Live Nation pre-sale code, but I'll tell you, you can put it on the air once we figure out what the code is. I don't care.
Okay, cool.
We'll do a Chaz and AJ pre-sale. We'll throw something in there.
Really? Any word? You know, I keep thinking I'm going to let you go. Then I feel like it's Thursday here. Did you get a chance to talk to Wolfgang Van Halen's people? He sounded pretty excited about the thought of coming over.
Yes.
Here.
He doesn't have his own sound and lights on the road.
Okay.
Oh.
Yeah. So it was typical. They said, well, there's an artist. He just wants to do it. And the manager and the agent go, yeah, but we don't have a headline set because we're not the headliner. So it's a shorter set, number one. And number two, we don't have sound and lights.
Oh.
He said, you know, we just can't do it. We just can't bring in sound and lights for one night and then let them go.
Right.
So it was a great idea. We'll try to get Wolfgang, or Mammoth, as they're called, in as soon as we can, after the Guns N' Roses tour.
Well, lots of exciting news.
Yes.
And thank you, Jimmy, for breaking that here, and we will talk to you Thursday.
You got it, guys. Thanks.
Thanks, brother.
Thank you.